I do hold a master's degree in North American culture, literature, and psychology of organizations. So thing is, I was interested in computers, and then things kind of escalated quickly. It so happened I started to run my own mail server, and I was looking for a good mail server, and I didn't find any. I did like send mail, I did my Qmail, but I found a whole and postfix, and I wrote an how-to, and after it hit me how-to, Lisa posted it in this how-to section within 2 minutes. I was like, wow. And then somebody else asked me if I wanted to be co-authored a book, and we wrote the book of postfix together, and suddenly people thought I'm an expert in email, and I was like, right? I learned and I studied, and here I am today. I have my own company, it's called Sys4. I have written before because we are author of tools on MX and the other tools that people use technically when you email. And I'm very surprised it has become that we are now today hosting the events for Postings Board and also the mailing list. And I'm very proud of what happened in Postings, my world, life, world, and we are going to be involved. That's how things started. So, I'm not here to talk about myself, I'm here to talk about JSRPG. So the first question probably is, what is JSRPG? Well, by any means, it's an RC.
Great.
So that's a standard. It was originally conceived by Marjorie and also Alexander Brockman from Comcast. When they're working on MTA-STS, it actually came as a bycatch on MTA-STS because we never knew what MTA-STS is. Who doesn't? MTA-STS is a policy mechanism. I wanted to call it insane for poor people, but because I'm in the team Dane and also one of the people at Dane. Famous, which also a policy mechanism for email. Usually you just send to a certain destination and say, okay, this is going to drop the mail, and that's it, and done. If you use MTA-STS for Dane, there's a policy mechanism that says you have to meet certain conditions. For example, you are required to use TLS. If you don't use it, do not send it out. It is not possible. MTA, STS, and Dane have different ways of making clear when the conditions are met or not, but basically both of them are policy mechanisms. And then things in transport became kind of complicated, and Alexander said, well, isn't there a standard or any mechanism out there to get metrics about how often the TLS worked and how often failed? For what reason, and that's what JSRPG is all about. It's about getting metrics and finding out if it worked, didn't work, and for what reason didn't work. So, JSRPG is not only the standard, but it's also a vital part of the so-called TR-03108 for secure email transport. That's one of the wonderful German words, TI. So, to say it is, it's a technical guideline. And if you want to get certified by the Federal Office for Security and Security Information in Germany for running a platform that meets certain standards, those in the technical guideline, you need to implement JSRPG. I was given the honor to be author of the update of the document. Together with the Federal Office for Information Security, we spoke about making JSRPG in the guideline mandatory because there wasn't any real open source implementation out there at the time of writing that. But we said, it's not our job to think about if there's an implementation there or not, but our job is to think about what would be more secure for the people using email.